Welcome to The Rework with Allison Tyler Jones, a podcast dedicated to inspiring portrait photographers to uniquely brand, profitably price, and confidently sell their best work. Allison has been doing just that for the last 15 years, and she's proven that it's possible to create unforgettable art and run a portrait business that supports your family and your dreams. All it takes is a little rework. Episodes will include interviews with experts from in and outside of the photo industry, mini workshops, and behind-the-scenes secrets that Allison uses in her portrait studio every single day. She will challenge your thinking and inspire your confidence to create a profitable, sustainable portrait business you love through continually refining and reworking your business. Let's do the rework.
Have you ever heard the expression, don't let the door hit your bum on the way out? Okay, that probably sounds really weird, but we are this close to closing the doors on our Cash to Confidence Bootcamp, and I don't want you to miss out. Honestly, I think your bum's probably starting to hurt because of all the fence sitting that you're doing. But for real, if you're sitting there walking your dog on the treadmill, trying to decide on whether or not to fork over a measly $47 for a game-changing week with us, or if you're all up in your head thinking, how can I charge more, make more money in this business when my work isn't as good as I want it to be, and I don't know where to find great clients, and know this, you don't have to have it all figured out in order to get started. In fact, that's the whole idea of the Confidence to Cash Bootcamp. Throughout our week together, I'm going to walk you through expanding your vision of what's possible for you, laying the foundation for rock solid confidence in the value that you bring, crafting a clear message that will attract the right, best clients for your business, mapping out your money that you want to make and how to get there, and creating a step-by-step ideal sale that will have your clients digging for their credit card. And yes, you'll be able to do this, even if your name isn't Annie Leibovitz and you haven't won a single image competition. Get off your cute little bum and go to dotherework.com/bootcamp. Get the details, sign up, and I'll see you there. Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Rework. Today's guest is the delightful Marcella Lamone from Lemon Shoots Photography in San Francisco, California. Marcella started her business 10 years ago and has every year gone from strength to strength, except for 2024, where Marcella, for the first time, didn't grow her business. And so our conversation today is about what do you do when things aren't working out the way that you hoped they would, the way that they have been working before. What do you do? Do you pack up and go home? What are the kinds of activities you do to keep yourself motivated or to move the needle in your business? I know this is a topic that we can all relate to because not every year or every month or every week is sunshine and rainbows in this business for sure. But Marcella really dug in and made some changes in her business last year, pivoted a little bit. And I know that the wisdom that she shares is going to help you if you're feeling stuck during your own challenging time. So let's do it. All right, well, I am thrilled to welcome one of our newest MindShift members, Marcella Lamone from San Francisco. And you are, well, I feel like we're friends and that we've known each other kind of a long time because we met on Clubhouse in like 2020 during the pandemic. So we've had a long history and then there's been a lot of DMing and then you just showed up in our world. And so I'm just so thrilled that you agreed to be on the podcast. So Marcella, tell our listeners about your business, where you are, kind of give us an idea of what you're doing, what's going on in your world.
Of course. And thank you for having me, Allison, here. It's a pleasure. Well, my name is Marcella Lamone, and I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area in a tiny island called Alameda. And I have my studio here. My studio name is Lemon Shoots. And I specialize in maternity, newborn, and children portraits. Since the beginning, I knew it was that, and I have focused on that solely. And I adore it. It is my true passion. I feel it's my calling. It's my why and where my heart is. I adore it. It's been 10 years. And planning on doing 10 more at least. So very happy.
I love that. Well, so one of the things that when we were speaking before we started recording, that you wanted to talk about. As you said, you feel like so often people are touting like, oh, here's this big success. Here's this big success. But are we talking enough about like what happens when you have a challenging year in your business or something challenging comes along? And then how are you dealing with that? So speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, I feel that when you're starting out or when you're having a challenging time, sometimes you need to feel motivated around people that are doing great, you know, like to hear like, yeah, I can get that sale or I can get those clients or I can try this new thing that this person is trying and motivate you. But sometimes I feel that if you're having a really hard time and everyone around you is just thriving, then you start questioning yourself like, well, maybe it's me, maybe it's my market, maybe it's my message, maybe it's my art, maybe mm-hmm. I'm not good enough, right? Mm-hmm. And it's this mindset thing that it's just like a spiraling thing. So I feel that sometimes it's good to hear that other people struggled too, and that it's not the end of the world, that it, right. You don't have to stop there, not because you had a bad year or because you had a couple of bad months or a bad experience with a client means that you're closing doors. Right. No, you can still thrive. The thing is like, just getting that mindset in the right place and just believing that it's just the cycle of being an entrepreneur. You're going to have good times or you're going to have bad times. And the key to succeeding is just like planning for the bad times so you can really outlive those challenges.
And so how have you done that? What has been your experience with that?
Well, I did have a challenging year last year. And I believe that there's kind of like a, you know, valleys of peace and the mountains to climb. So I just came from climbing that mountain and hoping that I have a valley now. One thing, it's the mindset for sure, because mm-hmm. if you allow yourself to just be in that negative space, then nothing will help you because you don't believe in yourself.
Sure.
But it's just like looking outside and thinking like, okay, this has been rough, but what can I do? Like there are some things that all the time you can improve something, right? So it's, yes. I feel it's finding the right mentors, it's finding the right community, the right support group, to say like, I'm down, like, this is not working. What should I do? And maybe a fresh pair of eyes can look at your website or your message mm-hmm. or, you know, do a phone call with you. And they will say like, well, maybe you can say this differently, or maybe you can tweak this little thing. Or sometimes you just need validation. Yeah, it's the market or whatever.
Sure.
But I feel that that's what brought me to you last year when I was like in this kind of like rut. And I was like, I don't know how to get out of it. And I knew I've been very blessed with having really good mentors in the past. And I followed you for a long time, just as you said, since Clubhouse, or even before. I think I met you at Imagine, I can't remember. But I was like, oh, she did have this course thing, right? Like she has this thing. So this mindset group. So I want to see what that is about. And maybe this new fresh group and this new fresh message can help me. That's when I approached you. And I think that really helped.
I love that. Well, you're so smart. You have such a great business. You have impeccable taste. Your work is beautiful. Yeah. And so I think if somebody were to look up your work, which they can do, they can click on the links in the show notes that we have for this, they would look at you and they would say, well, this woman's never going to have a bad day because her work is amazing. You know, and she obviously has a retail studio, a thriving business. How could you possibly have a bad year? Or have a bad month, or how could you, like, right? Well, you laugh, you're laughing, but that's what happens. Like people think, oh, well, so ATJ would never have a bad month, or she would never have a bad year. But of course you do. Of course, absolutely. Of course, election years happen to everyone. Hard times happen to everyone. So in addition to seeking out education and that sort of thing, what do you feel like kind of moved the needle for you in this last little area where you felt like you were kind of down?
So besides the mindset and the education, it's taking action. It's really like doing the work. And I feel this quote is with me since I started. It's feeling the fear and doing it anyway. So I'm scared to death of changing my price list once again and communicating that change to my clients. In the Art of Selling Art, we learned a few things about, well, a lot of things, but a few things about how to present a price list. And I'm making the change from doing it like in a very specific way, like small, medium, large, to by the inch. Mm-hmm. This is scary because I know that I have to tweak things in my processes and in ProSelect and in how I talked about it and in a speech that I have very well refined throughout the years, right? And changing the phone call, changing the verbiage that I use, that is all very, very scary. And it puts you in an uncomfortable place again. It's going out of your comfort mm-hmm. zone. But I do believe that that's needed every several years in business. Like, you need to adapt and you need to change and you need to see the trend, well, not the trends, but you need to understand what your clients are looking for, what they want, and meet them there, but still being firm on what you want to offer, right?
Yeah.
So, and there are still changes that still scare me that I'm not ready to do. For example, living digitalized files outside of my offering. It's very tempting, but I'm still very scared to do that. So, but it's always like pushing yourself to try it.
Right. I think it's a good point, because sometimes as creatives, I think, at least I used to be super guilty of, like, I would make too many changes all at the same time. And then you don't even know what's working, right? So you've made so many changes and then you're confused and your clients are confused. And that's really not a great way to go about it either. But taking action in like one small area and kind of maybe cracking open something that has been working, but maybe isn't quite working anymore. Cracking that open makes you see like what the guts of it are. Like, okay, here's the mechanics of this. This has been working, but now this part has quit working. And then you are going to go insert something else into it, but it might not fit. Like, it might not, like what I told you, right, might be part of it is you're going to take, but that the other part's not going to work for you.
Exactly. It's also like what your business is about and what your personality is about and what you believe. But yeah, this point is like getting little tweaks. But just as the example you were saying about lighting, like at the beginning, you want to move the light like 2 feet and you discover that it was just like a little inch. It's the same here. Like, it gets to a point where it's just like changing this word for that one. Or, okay, this piece of information, don't say it now, save it for later. Or the price list, remove the dollar sign. Those little things, it's just like, it's nuances that can really make a difference. It's not like, I'm going to redo everything from scratch. No, not at all. It's just little things, just as you say, to keep track of what changes you're making and what is working.
Well, and I think that's the benefit of having built a brand like you already have. Like, you already have this reputation. You already have a beautiful brand. You have a beautiful body of work. You have a clientele that loves what you do. And then you just had a period of time where the phone wasn't ringing as much as you wanted it to. And so then it's like, okay, then we go into that spiral of like, okay, I'm never going to work again. This is it. It's over. My career is over. You know, I don't know why we do that, but I do it. I mean, I think we all do it. And then realize, okay, no, it's not over. So what are some of the actions that you took to kind of, I know you were changing your pricing, doing some of that. What were you doing, anything in the marketing realm to kind of get things going?
Yeah, well, marketing for me, it's kind of like a big thing, because I'm not very good with it. And I don't feel I'm good with it. And I don't enjoy it that much. So I would love to have someone just like, read my business. You get the soul, now market it to the world. But no, that's me, right? That's one of the hats I wear. And as business owners, solopreneurs, most of us do. So yeah, it was part of it too. I feel that looking back at last year, I was like, well, I was really sloppy with marketing. I wasn't consistent. So, okay, I need to put my big girl pants on and just market again. So it's just like setting aside that time in my calendar, like, wait, this is social media day and I'm going to plan for the next 3-4 weeks. And then I have it scheduled for the next month to sit down again and do it. And also this year, one of my New Year resolutions is to be more involved in my community. Because when I started out, I had all this time, right? When you're starting out, you have all the time in the world. So I will go to all these networking events and find, you know, the same businesses that will serve my client. And I will create these partnerships. And it was really good. I think that's what helped me start in a very solid foundation. But then as you get busy and you get in the weeds of everything, you're like, okay, I cannot attend that event anymore, or I'll schedule coffee with this person later or whatnot. And you leave that. And I feel that I left it too much. So I'm trying to cultivate those relationships again, because even though online marketing, I feel that it's really important and it's a big part of how I get referrals, I still believe that in-person relationships are way better. And the partnerships that you can create in your community are way better. And then you're not dependent on some algorithm or something. Yep. It's like, it's all about you and who you are as a person and as a business that really matters and makes a difference.
Well, I love that. It makes me think about when, like, after I went through a divorce, I did like a solid year of cognitive behavioral therapy so that I wouldn't end up marrying the same person. And so I was like really, I feel like at a good place. And then like you learn all those coping strategies, right, in therapy. And then, you know, you go through your life, and then I was feeling down and feeling not great, whatever. So I thought, I'm going to call him and go back in for like a little touch up. Let's have a little. And he's like, okay, well, what's going on? And I'm like, well, I'm just feeling down again. And I'm feeling kind of hopeless and not great. And he's like, okay, let's think of all the things that you did when you were in therapy. Like, are you journaling? Are you exercising? Are you doing like all the things that you, that helped you get? And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing any of those things. And he's like, okay, so what you're saying is that you're not doing any of the things that helped you get better. And now you're wondering why you're not better. And I'm like, I really hate that you just said that. Because we kind of always know, right? Like we always know when it comes down to it, we might say, well, I don't understand why I'm not busier, but you kind of do know.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. It's exactly that. It's exactly that. And you know the formula because you've done it in the past, right?
Yeah.
You journaled, you did all those things, you got better, you knew that it was good for you. You eat healthy, you exercise, it's good for your body, you know that.
Yeah.
You market, you go outside, you go with your community, it's good for your business, you know that. And then it's so easy to get derailed with daily life. But yeah, it's just like, sometimes you don't need someone to tell it right straight to you and say like, well, like your therapist, or in this case, you to me, it's like, well, you know what to do. You just have to do this.
Mm-hmm. And that's what this podcast is for everybody that's listening. You know, the thing, you know, the thing that you need to do. And so what is it? What is the thing that you need to do right now that is going to make your business better, make you excited about your business, you know, because maybe you're busy, but maybe you're just have completely lost motivation. Maybe you've lost all your creativity. Maybe you don't want to shoot another newborn session, whatever it is that you're shooting. And you just feel like, I can't do one more thing. You know, maybe for some it's motivation, maybe for some it's creativity, for some it's marketing. You know, what is that thing?
Exactly. And sometimes you just need to sit a little and think and look back. Okay. So last year it was a mountain for me, right? So it's just like, okay, which year was the valley, or what period was my valley? Okay, this period. What was I doing then that made it a really successful year? Okay, maybe I was doing this. And then you look back, and if you keep like a journal or a calendar where you write everything you do or anything, you can really see like, oh, okay, yeah, I had all these meetings, or I went to this conference, or I was just in a happy place because I did this trip and it filled me with joy, or I don't know, whatever it is. But maybe you can find something that you can replicate and keep it going.
That's so true. And I think data is our friend. Being able to look back, even if it's just a calendar, like don't get hung up on spreadsheets even, but even just looking back at a calendar and saying, okay, you know, man, May of 2023 was like a killer month. What happened? And you really usually can't look at it that much in isolation because our clients are booking weeks in advance, right? So it's probably something that you did in like February or March of 2023 that made May 2023 good. Or like with our marketing efforts, some of them don't bear fruit for like 18 months to 2 years. So some of this charitable stuff that we're doing, the people that we're talking to now, they won't book for next year or 2 years from now. So you have to look at like, there's some things that are going to bear fruit immediately, but when you haven't done a lot of stuff and you're down in the dumps, and then we want the quick fix, right? So then that's when we make scary decisions. Like let's do mini sessions for free, or, you know, like whatever.
Yeah. No, please don't do that. Especially not in the fall, but.
No. Yes, I know. Oh my gosh. I've done all of that. Like I just think of all the mistakes that I've made.
It's also good to give you grace when you make mistakes because we all make them. All the time. Like I look back at some marketing things that I did at the beginning when I didn't even have the fundings for it. And I was like, why did I do that? But it was still a learning experience. Maybe I didn't make the perfect decisions, or I should have like scaled back or whatever. But it was like, well, but that mistake opened me a sliver of a door to this other opportunity. And this one led me to something bigger.
Absolutely.
So you really never know.
Right. If we're sitting around waiting for the perfect marketing calendar and the perfect promo, I mean, I can show you literally, I could take it onto my hard drive and show you multiple promotions that I have fully designed and never released into the world because they weren't exactly perfect. And it's so stupid because I should have just done it. And then maybe it would have been good. Maybe it wouldn't have, but I would have learned something from it. You know, so it's like, you just have to
do it. Like, pull the trigger, do something, like you're saying, get into action. So what are some of the other things that, you know, that once you came into Art of Selling Art, do you feel like, was there anything that like kind of coalesced or clarified for you that you felt like you, that helped you move forward a little bit in that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as I was saying, it's many of the little things, right? Like just tweaking the price list, all those little things. But section 5 was a big one. It is a pre-selling your work. Mm-hmm. And that was the one for me that was like, oh, wow. Because it was everything, like the verbiage you used, the confidence that you use when you talk, the timing of saying things. And I am guilty of this because I feel that information is power. So I want to say everything to my clients in the initial phone call. And yes. I mean, it's a 20-minute phone call, and that is a long one. So I want to be as transparent as possible. So here's everything. You have all the information. Now, do you want to work with me or not? But then it's like, when you said like, no, you just want them to get into the next step with you, which is the design consultation. I'm like, yeah, that's right. I don't have to say all those things. We still have time to chat for that. Yeah. So doing that and not overwhelming them with so much. And it's, in a way, as I say this, it's funny because it worked for so long. Mm-hmm. For so long, I did that phone call like that and it worked, right? But then I start seeing like, oh, it's not working anymore. What's going on? So that's when you decide like, okay, you need to tweak and change. But that whole section for me was really eye-opening. And also the lesson where we talk about the doormat versus the dictator versus the expert. What is it? The expert.
Yeah.
Because I've been through all of them.
Totally.
I think we all have.
I think that is such a good point when you're talking about having that awareness that it worked until it didn't. And that's what happens. It's like kids, parenting, right? It works until it doesn't work anymore. And then you got to figure out something else, right? And so what's happening now is that people had a longer attention span and now it's shorter, right? And it's also like, look, I can't sit here and listen to you say so many words to me. Like, at least for me, even on a phone call, I'm like, okay, that is a lot of words. Like, you call and they're like, okay, you need to come in 20 minutes early so that you can fill out the insurance forms, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, wah, 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 wah. It's like, just bottom line me. What do I need to know to get there? I need the address. Tell me when I need to be there. And then tell me what I need to do when I get there. But I can't hear all these words because we have so many inputs coming at us all the time. And so I think, but that you had the awareness that it was working, but then it didn't work. And so then once it's not working, then how do you twist it and adjust it?
Okay. Well, then it's like, okay, either you sit down and review your things. You find someone to help you. Like, okay, can I call you and pretend that you're my client? And can you help me decide if it's being clear, if it's enough information, or if you feel that you have questions, or if you feel overwhelmed? Or seeking help, like seeking a mentor or a colleague or a friend photographer that does this in a different area maybe, but that can help you and sit down with you to make those changes. And then what I do, because English is not my first language, so sometimes I struggle with prepositions or the word here and there. So what I do, so I don't get mixed in my words, I have a script. And for, I don't know, every time I do this, because this is not the first time I make a change like that, and for 3 months or 4 months, I have it in front of me with every single call. It's like my safety blanket. If I don't have it, I cannot get on a phone call. Like that's why I love to schedule my phone calls. So I have it there, I studied it, and then it's not like I'm reading it, but I'm making sure that I go through every single one of the steps, and until it will be in my beverage and it will come as easy as water. But it takes time and it's scary to do that. And in the first phone calls that you try with those new scripts or whatever change you do, you will stumble with your words because it's not as natural as before, but it will become better and the message will be passed for sure.
Well, and I think that's such a good point, whether English is your first language or not, because when you're changing your verbiage and you're changing your business language, it is a second language until you get it. And so that's why I think if you go to dotherework.com to get our client consultation guide, and it's free, to go get that, because that has that verbiage in there. And that's what we use every day in that form. That just is so that I know that whoever is making contact with the client is not forgetting to tell them each of those things, because we love our clients and we get chatty and we're talking about the kids and you're talking about the babies and you're talking about the kids. And it's so easy to get talking about the clothes and all the different things. And then we realize we didn't tell them how much the session fee was going to be. We didn't tell them about any of this other stuff. Like, you've got to hit all of those points so that they feel like they've been informed correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. Well, I think those are so many good points. Take action. Don't stay in the dumps. Yeah. Take action. I think it's just like such a good thing. I think one of my favorite quotes that I have by my monitor, it says, end dreading by doing. And I think I am end dreading. I love that too, because it's like, how often are we like, oh, I don't want to make that call. I don't want to call that client. I don't have time right now. My voice is weird. I just had a cold. Oh, you know, like, we think of all these excuses. I spend so much energy procrastinating that if I just, like, you just make the call or just make the appointment to go get coffee with somebody, just, oh, I've got to build my network. Like, well, that seems huge, but if it's like, I'm going to call Marcella for coffee, that's easy.
Yeah.
Just end dreading by doing.
Super agree. And I have like this way of having my calendar. It's called the bullet journal method. I don't know if you heard about it.
Yeah, I have.
But it's like when you have your week, right? And when you don't do a task, you need to put like a little sign on it and move it to the following week. And I have it like, it's an electronic thing, but it's handwritten. So you need to write it again. And if you put it in the next week, you need to write it again. And yeah, it's that dread and that, like, you're dragging the task for weeks and weeks. And sometimes it's just getting done. Like, just it's going to take 5 minutes.
To cross it off.
Oh, and the pleasure of crossing something off is just, it's,
I write things on them so that I can cross them off. Even things I've already done, just so that I can cross it off.
I'm guilty of that too. But yeah, I love the quote. It's just like, just get it over with. You freed your mind from that. And then you can focus on something else, like a bigger thing.
Exactly. I love that. Well, anything that you want to leave us with? Any favorite books that you've read recently? Any good Netflix watches? Anything that you want to share with our listeners that you think would be, that they would love?
Well, there's a quote that I wanted to share when we were talking about the difficult years, because I've been very blessed that since I started 10 years ago, like every year, even if it was a slow growth, there was growth all the time, right? And so last year was my first like slap in the face, like, it's not always hearts and rainbows. I'm like, what is this? But as I sat down and analyzed, like, okay, what's going on and what I need to change. And I really love doing this. I want to continue doing this. So, you know, making all these changes, this quote came to mind, and it's, the difference between successful and unsuccessful people is that both fail, but successful people try again. I don't know who said it, but I love that. Because it's like in this world where social media is always showing just the positive and just the successes, and no one shares that, oh my God, I had a very difficult session, or this year I tanked, or whatever. We are not used to knowing how to fail and how to recover from that failure. So just like understanding that it's normal. It's normal. Everyone has its peaks and valleys, and it's, you're going to go through this, and you just have to stand up again and keep going and tweak and change and morph and pivot. Although I hate that world since the COVID pandemic, but you just have to keep going. That's what will make you successful and will make you stand the test of time.
It's so true. And you don't always learn the lessons right away from the failure. You know, people, I don't like to glorify failure either. The idea of like it's great if you fail. I mean, I prefer to succeed every time I try something, but you do learn. And usually it's not usually a binary. It's not usually a resounding success or a profound failure. It's usually somewhere in the middle. There's part of it that like worked pretty good, and then part of it that didn't work. But like you said, it leads you to this weird other thing that you never thought of. And if you don't get into action, if you don't start by doing, you never get to that thing. And as you just keep showing up, like you were saying, you keep those relationships, then you become part of that community. You become the go-to person. And that is the foundation of your business. And that's the rock solid foundation. That's the thing that's kind of unshakable. I mean, unless you die, but really, as long as you're there and you're willing to show up and people know that that's what you do, then you just become that go-to person. It's not a fluke. It's not going away if you don't go away.
Yeah. And it's also like, it nurtures your heart, right? Because we're social animals. Like, we need those connections and we need that sense of community. So even though if you go have coffee with someone, and that someone is not going to bring you any referrals for 2-3 years, who cares? I mean, it's just like you're nurturing that connection, and you never know when that connection can bring another, or when you can help them or they can help you. It's not all just measurable on how many clients they're referring to me or how many business they're giving me. It's just being involved and being part of it. And yeah, just as you say, becoming that person that it's a good source of knowledge. Yeah. Or
well, I'm just being out there. Like, I've been sick for a week, and yesterday was like the first day that I surfaced. I went to lunch with a client, and as we were waiting for our food, I went out. They were serving on the patio. So I went out, and there was another one of my clients that was out there. And then, you know, hey, hi, like you do. And she texted me today and said, hey, it was great to see you yesterday. That reminded me, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I had no makeup on. I was literally in my slippers. Okay. Like, I didn't look good. I broke all the rules about don't go in your community unless you look good. Like, I was homeless. Right. But it just being out there in your community. Something as little as that.
Sometimes if you're kind of like in a rut or in a bad mind space, going with someone, you never know, like if you open up, they might say something to do that is just like that spark that you needed to change that mindset or to go like, oh yeah, I didn't think about this.
That gives me an idea.
Let me try this. Yeah. Uh-huh. And I also just had lunch with the person that owns the building that I rent my studio. She was a previous client of mine and we have a great relationship. We had lunch on Tuesday and she was like, oh, I just was telling her some ideas that I had. And she was like, you could do this. And what if you do that? And I was like, I left with a list of things that I need to do.
Oh, so that's so great.
You just never know. And it came from just like, hey, it's been a while. Let's have lunch.
I love that. Yeah. Well, one thing that I know about you for sure from the time that I ever heard your voice on Clubhouse and then in any interaction that I've had with you is, and I mean, I think it's probably in your brand too, like lemon. I think of yellow and I think of bright and happy and sunshiny. And that is so your personality. Like, I love that about you. You're always, I mean, even when I know things aren't always positive and happy, but you are always a positive person and a positive light in my world. And I want to thank you for that because it really does make a difference. Oh,
thank you. That warms my heart and I really appreciate it. And I'm pretty happy to be that. It's not always yellow and sunny, but I try to be, and I always, if I'm not at some point, I always try to look, okay, where's the light at the end of the tunnel? I need to head there for sure. Thank you for inviting me.
I love that. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Allison.
Thanks for being here today. I hope that you've learned something useful that you can take away and make your business better than ever. And if you have, we would love for you to share this episode with another photographer that you think it would help. If you have a minute and could give us a review on the podcast, it would mean the world. Sharing and reviewing the podcast helps us reach a wider audience, and we want to help as many portrait photographers as we can to build better and better businesses. Sharing and reviewing the podcast helps this podcast reach a wider audience, and we want to help as many photographers as we can to build their best business yet. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You can find more great resources from Allison at dotherework.com and on Instagram at do.the.rework.